The Department of Agriculture announced more aid for farmers and livestock producers through its existing Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, or CFAP, and a new $6 billion aid package this week. The department will issue $4.5 billion in payments to more than 560,000 crop farmers at a payment rate of $20 an acre as prescribed under the Coronavirus Aid Package that passed Congress in December. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with the details for cotton producers.
Secretary Vilsack and USDA announced the moving forward of various provisions to provide additional COVID relief to producers and others within the agricultural sector that have been impacted by the COVID pandemic. These actions primarily come from the COVID relief bill that was passed in late December, and then more recently, the American Rescue Plan that was approved a few weeks ago, both of which included additional support for agriculture. Specifically for the cotton industry, the payment of $20 per acre on the 2020 planted acreage for upland and ELS cotton, as well as a number of other row crops. And USDA is referring to this as a top-up payment that will be on top of the CFAP payments that have been received already for the 2020 crop year. There's no action required on the behalf of producers to receive these payments. USDA will move forward with processing the payments in the next few days and make those or send those payments to producers based on the applications that had already been filed for the original CFAP 2 program last year. In addition to that, this announcement includes the implementation of assistance for U.S. cotton textile mills. This is going to be approximately $80 million that will go to our U.S. textile industry as a result of the provision that was included in the December relief bill. This support is going to go to try to offset some of the losses that our textile mills experienced during the height of the pandemic when demand and their production had declined so much. And so this will require some action on behalf of the textile mills to apply for the payment and get that process underway. But again, we expect that to occur during the April time frame.